Many law enforcement leaders joined forces in Rochester and statewide Thursday to ask Governor Andrew Cuomo to slow the state's move toward criminal justice reform. WXXI's James Brown has more.
Livingston County Sheriff Thomas Dottery says his department makes many drug-related arrests on 390. One of several criminal justice reforms require police agencies like his to process, test, and turn over all evidence to defense attorneys within 15 days. Several local sheriffs claim that trying to do that would stretch already thin resources. In the case of drug seizures, Dottery says this 15-day mandate is impossible. That's why Livingston County District Attorney Greg McCaffrey asked him to stop all roadside arrests starting in January.
When he asked me to do that, as sheriff, believe me, I said absolutely not. But as we sorted through this complicated matter, it's the only way as sheriff that I can ensure that at some point in the future, they're going to be held accountable.
Dottery says if they charged someone and did not turn over all of the evidence, the case would be thrown out. He says they plan to seize the drugs and let the suspects go, at least immediately. Dottery agrees that reforms are needed, but he says that these side effects come from the speed of implementation and the lack of input from law enforcement. The Genesee Valley ACLU's Ashley Gant understands some of these concerns, but says they're extreme examples. She also says police weren't needed to shape the law.
So while they weren't at the table, their constituents were at the table who voted them into office. And if their voice, I would say that their voice is just as important, if not more important.
Barring action from Governor Cuomo, the reforms take effect next year. James Brown, WXXI News.